Against the Tide of Years by S.M. Sterling. Narrated by Todd McLaren. Copyright 1999 by S.M. Sterling. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with S.M. Sterling and Scoville Chichak Galen Literary Agency, Inc., and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. Since the event, everything has changed. We've had to just accept it. Those who didn't go into shock and never come out. Like time itself, a mystery we'd never solve. Many couldn't accept it, and I think that accounts for a lot of the craziness that bubbled up in the first year or two. On top of it all, William Walker headed off to England with his band of thugs to set himself up as a king, and we had to fight a war to stop him. If he'd stayed up in the 20th, maybe Walker would never have been more than a mildly amoral officer in the Coast Guard, instead of a warlord and emperor, and his bitch queen Hong would certainly never have had the opportunity to rival Elizabeth Bathory and Giles DeRay in the Atrocity League. God knows, I like to think the rest of us have improved on the original history a bit, where we could. Spreading potatoes and sanitation, putting down human sacrifice and slavery. Mind you, there are still times when I wake up and expect to hear radios and cars. Now we've had a few years of comparative peace, and things are looking up. For now. What really worries me is that we couldn't finish Walker off. From the personal journals of founding counselor Ian Arnstein, as quoted in David Arnstein, An Introductory History of the Republic of Nantucket. Chapter 4, The Crisis of the Second Decade. Nantucket Town. Oceanic University.